This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Berish. In the middle of the Musar that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, Moshe says, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. Hashem should multiply you, Klal Yisrael, by 1,000. Vivorech Eschem Kasher Dibur Lachem, and he should also bless you, as he already said to Avraham, that you should be blessed to be as numerous as the dust of the earth. And Rashi asks, what exactly was Moshe adding to the bracha given to Avram? Avram was already blessed that his children should be numerous like the dust of the earth, which is an infinite number, without a limit. So Moshe's bracha of being multiplied by 1,000 seems to be putting a limit on the bracha of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi answers, Moshe said, my bracha of 1,000 times is Mishali, is my bracha. The bracha that Avram received is from Hashem. What does Rashi mean by differentiating between Mishali and Mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Sifsei Chacham answers that although Klal Yisrael's bracha was infinite, it was conditional, and Klal Yisrael would only receive it if they do the Rasan Hashem. On the other hand, Moshe's bracha that he said was Mishali was unconditional, and unconditionally, they should be multiplied by 1,000 times. Rabbi Kiva Eger answers this question differently. Moshe's bracha was not that Hashem should multiply their current number by 1,000, 600,000 times 1,000. Because if that was what Moshe meant, then the pasuk would have written, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Elef Pa'amim Kochem. But now that the pasuk says Kochem Elef Pa'amim, it means that Hashem should double your present number and then continue to do so 1,000 times. So it would mean 600,000 times 2, which is 1.2 million, and then 1.2 million times 2, which is 2.4 million, and so on, doing that 1,000 times, which means that Moshe's bracha too was an infinite number. There's a story about the Ibn Ezra, who was once accused falsely of stealing money. He was brought to court, and eventually he was acquitted of any wrongdoing. Feeling remorseful for the false accusation, the minister asked Ibn Ezra, what can I give you to compensate you? And Ibn Ezra turned to the minister and said, you know, I know that you like chess, so all I ask from you is to give me one grain of rice on the first square of the chessboard, and then double it, 2 grains of rice on the second, 4 on the third, 8 on the fourth, and so on until all 64 squares of the chessboard are filled, and that I will take as compensation. The minister stared at Ibn Ezra as if he was insane. All you want is a few grains of rice? But when the minister actually started putting the grains into the boxes of the chessboard, he realized that the exponential growth of doubling the previous box will end up at box 64 with an infinite number of grains of rice. And this is the pshat in what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying in our pasuk. Klal Yisrael should be blessed kochem elef pa'amim, doubling their number, and then taking that sum and doubling that, and doing so 1,000 times. And this will also be an infinite number. And what comes out is that Moshe's bracha is also an infinite number. The Panim Yafos Daf Lo explains, why did Moshe bench Klal Yisrael specifically with multiplying them by 1,000? What is the significance of 1,000 times? And he answers that there were 2 times that Hashem told Moshe that Klal Yisrael will be destroyed, and you, Moshe, will become a greater nation than Klal Yisrael. The first time was by the Egel, and the second time by the Meraglim. We know the Klal that Midatayva Meruba Mimidas Peronios, Echad L'Chamesh Meas. The measure of good that Hashem does is greater than the measure of punishment by 500 times. So if Hashem said that he would destroy Klal Yisrael and make Moshe even greater than them, the Midah of Peronios was destroying Klal Yisrael. So the Midah Tova to make Moshe greater would mean 500 times greater than Klal Yisrael. And since this was said twice, once by the Egel and once by the Meraglim, so it's 500 times 2, which is 1,000 times. That is why Moshe benched Klal Yisrael to be 1,000 times greater than they are now. And Rashi explained that Moshe said, Zu Misheli, this bracha is mine, because Moshe himself received the bracha to be 1,000 times greater than Klal Yisrael. And this bracha is the bracha which he gave Klal Yisrael. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha regarding the war against Sichon Va'oik that Klal Yisrael destroyed all the cities, Kol Ir, Misim V'Hanoshim V'Hataf. And Rashi tells us that the word Misim means Anoshim, men. Misim V'Hanoshim V'Hataf, they destroyed Misim, the men, Noshim, the women, V'Hataf, and the children. The Chasam Sofer notes that the word Misim, men, and Mesim, dead people, are spelled similarly, with the exception of the Nekudais, in that Mesim has its Seire under the Mem, and Misim has a Shva under the Mem. Chasam Sofer explains that when people are alive, Misim, they compete against each other, their rivalries, trying to outdo each other. They are like the Shva of Misim, two dots, one on top of the other, competing. However, Mesim, dead people, they are peaceful, one next to each other, like the two dots of the Tzere, peacefully side by side. This time of the year, when we remember the Churban, which was caused because of Sinas Chinam, we should strive to be like the Tzere, at peace with each other, and not like the Shva, competing with each other.